Welcome to Kati Inspirations Day 15. I have a question for you. What is God's constant work? An answer to this question can be that He brings those who are falsely pride and occupy an inflated position, He brings them down in order to show real welfare to them. There is a verse in the Bhagavatam. It says, a man blinded by intoxication with his power and opulence cannot see me nearby with the rod of punishment in my hand. If I desire his real welfare, I drag him down from his materially fortunate position. Let us just consider this. You remember when Indra attacked Vrindavan, he flooded the whole place. He drowned every single animal. He aggressively attacked all the Brijbasis, but he did not send even one drop of rain to Mathura, where the demon Kamsa resided. When Indra came down to Krishna to see him and pray to him for forgiveness, Indra could understand, I have to have now a very, very serious discussion. He is there in the heart. He knows everything. So Krishna, at that time, might have had the following conversations with Indra. Indra, how is it possible for my devotee to attack me like this? Indra answers, my lord, I became angry when my worship was stopped. Yeah, but I'm your master and I stopped your worship. I cannot believe that my servant would lose his temper so much and do such a thing. But then Indra came to the point. He said, anything is possible for one who is falsely proud, especially when that pride becomes mixed with anger, then all the intelligence gets lost. My dear listeners, I think we all can feel that there is something which keeps us from totally surrendering to Krishna. There's something which keeps us from stepping out of our attached life and just opening our hearts to Krishna. Could it be pride? Could it be the identification with our body, with our position which we hold in this world, and so on? And if we can detect such an obstacle in us, what is it that we could do? See, now all of Vrindavan prepares for one of the greatest festivals, that is the Govardhan Puja. Everyone cooks various preparations. There are joyous songs in all houses. There is already now many candles which are lit in the evening, because everyone wants to celebrate the worship of Govardhan, where Krishna showed that we can give up all the unnecessary pride in order to come closer to Him. Welcome tomorrow to our next Kartik Inspiration.